Hey there, sweetie. I want to tell you how glad I am that you allowed me to guide you through this sensual experience. I can't wait to begin. You and I will gain so much from this. First of all, I want to make something perfectly clear. On this journey, I will guide you into a deep hypnotic trance to give power to your subconscious desires and urges. At no point will I be able to make you do something that goes against who you are or what you want. You are in control at all times. If you want me to stop, you can just wake up and stop the audio. You'll still feel as easy and calm as you do right now. You are in control. But I very much hope that you will give in to my suggestions, feeling that they reflect your innermost wishes and desires, so that once you're in that deep state of relaxation, the both of us, acting and feeling as one, will experience moments of purest joy and ecstasy. Now, before we can depart on our little voyage, there are some important preparations to be made. Things are going to get messy. So I want you to grab one or two tall towels and place them over the whole length of your bed. If you want the cleanup afterwards to be a little easier, you might also want to get some paper tissues and place them within reach of the bedside. The next thing we need is some kind of lubrication. So grab a bottle of your favorite lube and place it within reach on the bedside as well. If you want to further the immersion, you can also get a blindfold or some dark piece of cloth to put over your eyes. Lastly, I want you to make sure that the door to your room is closed and you will be undisturbed for the next 40 minutes. If you need some more time to prepare, just pause the audio at this point. I promise I won't leave. All right, now, I want you to strip free of all your clothes and lay down on your bed. Let the lube, and if you have any, the paper towel sit on your non-dominant side. So if you're right-handed, that's your left, etc. Close your eyes, and if you want to, put on your blindfold. Now that you're lying perfectly still on your bed, I want you to direct your attention to my voice and only my voice. There are no outside noises to distract you. The only things that matter right now are my voice and your body. And while I tell you so, you will feel your body getting warm and calm and comfortable. The warm, calm feeling of relaxation will come in slow and steady waves. The waves will start at your toes, slowly licking upwards, intent to cover your whole body. And with every breath you take, the waves will reach out farther. And with every breath you take, the waves will get warmer and heavier. Every time you breathe in, the waves will tide further over your body, pressing you deep onto your bed in this soft, pleasant heaviness. And every time you breathe out, you'll feel the waves receding a little bit, the gathering momentum getting ready to subdue you even deeper with your next breath. And you will happily welcome each new wave, and you will happily sink even deeper into your bed. Every time you feel your body getting heavier, you'll also slip further into the calm and serene hypnotic trance. Every breath you take will make you feel better and warmer and more at ease. Every breath you take will lead you deeper down into the hypnotic trance. And I will guide you through it, and you will enjoy every second of it. Alright, it's time to let the waves come washing over your body. Breathe in and feel the first rush of calming heat cover your feet. Breathe out and feel the wave recede a bit, still covering your toes. Breathe in and feel the calming sensation lick up over your calves, pressing you gently onto your bed. Breathe out and feel the weight lift a little bit while the wave recedes to your shins. Breathe in and feel the warm wave cover your thighs up to your hips. The weight pushes you even deeper into your sheets. Breathe out and feel the wave go back to your knee, still leaving everything it reached warm and relaxed. The heaviness now presses your whole lower body onto your bed. Breathe out, and while the wave recedes to your bosom, feel your lower body slowly melting into the sheets. Breathe in, and feel the relaxing heat cover you up to your shoulders, making your torso so warm and relaxed as your lower body is. Breathe out and feel the wave recede to your chest, making you breathe deeper but just as easily as before. Breathe in and feel the gentle heaviness flow through your arms, reaching all the way to your fingertips. Breathe out slowly. The wave can't flow any lower now, so it stays where it is. It is causing your whole upper body, up to your neck, to melt into the sheets, where consciousness sinks even deeper. Breathe in, and the warm and calming wave washes upward a last time, now covering your whole face and head, pouring over your neck. Breathe out and feel your whole body being calm and warm. Keep on breathing, sinking deeper and getting warmer and heavier with every breath. Feel the wave lying over you, not pressing or smothering you. Rather, it's guarding you and keeping you warm and safe. You're now deeply relaxed and want to stay in this comfortable state of warm inertness. If you wanted to, you could open your eyes now and stand up. But why would you? It's so much more pleasant to keep lying here and listen to my voice. Keep on breathing and keep on listening to my every word. And with every breath you take, and with every word I say, you sink deeper and you open yourself more to my suggestions. Now that you're in that state of perfect relaxation, let us continue on our sensual journey. I want you to understand that from now on, every breath you take and every word I speak will not only let you sink deeper into this peaceful trance, but they will also make you feel arousal. Arousal of a quality and magnitude previously unbeknownst to you. And every breath you take will make you yet more aroused. And every word I speak will make you feel more of that unfamiliar yet oh so pleasant arousal. With every passing second, every new breath, every new word, you can feel your cock getting harder and more sensitive. As I speak and as you breathe, you're getting harder and harder. And you're not simply blindly following my commands. You actually know these words to be true, as every passing second, every new breath, every new word makes your cock so much harder and so much more sensitive. My words are merely helping you realize what you deep inside your body and your mind feel and desire. You must be rock hard now. I love seeing you tremble in excitement. You're enormous. Solid cock, twitching and convulsing. And yet, the rest of your body is warm and heavy and calm. All of the excitement the suspense, the arousal, ever growing and progressing, is focused to your cock. You're so very hard right now. You're ready to release, and yet you're still getting harder and more sensitive. With every breath and every word, you are getting closer to a marvelous climax. But you will not come just yet. Now, we're coming to the most important and interesting part of this journey. I hope that by now I've earned your trust. I hope that you believe me when I say that I want to be honest and good to you. I hope that in your innermost core, you know this to be true. You feel your cock throbbing in anticipation, and you know that I'm telling the truth. If you trust me, and if you're ready to take this next big step together with me, I want you to open yourself up to me completely. I want you to invite me into the deepest parts of yourself. Right now, the only thing that matters in the universe is my voice. From now on, with every breath you take, every word of mine that you hear, you allow my voice to enter further into your body. Breathe in. I want my voice to be inside you. Breathe out. You want my voice to completely fill your body. Breathe in. You want my voice to flow into every nook and cranny and to squirt into the tip of your cock. Breathe out. You feel my voice originating in your own chest, and you can feel it resonating through your whole body. Keep on breathing, and with every breath, succumb further to the soothing melody of my voice. You know I won't harm you. You know that I'll make you feel better than you ever felt before. And now that you feel me completely inside you, you will also feel a strange but pleasing new sensation. Now that I'm sure that you want this as much as I do, I'll begin to move your body for you. When I tell you which body part I move, your body will automatically move the same way. As long as you allow this pleasurable connection to last, my every wish will be your body's command. And the curious thing about a sensual connection is that even if you don't do anything, your body will still move. In fact, the more you think about lying motionless and passive, the stronger you feel the carnal urge to follow my commands. And you will gladly comply with those commands, believing and knowing them to be your dearest wishes and desires. You won't have to make the slightest conscious effort. Just lay on your bed, your body warm and relaxed, your hard cock twitching, and let me take care of moving you. As I speak, you can feel your dominant hand tingle. This is nothing to be alarmed about. It's merely the first sign of your body accepting my benevolent control. The more I speak and the more you breathe, the stronger you can feel the tingling. And slowly, with an energy that is not your own, but is originated deep in your chest, you can feel your dominant hand rise. It doesn't rise up too far, just high enough to reach over and grab your twitching, fully erect cock. Slowly, guided by my voice, your dominant hand moves all the way to your cock, and you can feel your hand grab it firmly. You like how your cock feels in your hand. You like how your hand feels on your cock. It's a pleasant but unfamiliar sensation, as if it was someone else's hand on your cock. As you keep squeezing with your dominant hand, you can feel your other hand tingle. Just as before, you enjoy the sensation and accept the fact that your non-dominant hand also begins rising on its own. Still guided by my voice, your non-dominant hand now moves over to the bottle of lube you set aside earlier. With your dominant hand still firmly around your cock, you can now feel your other hand grabbing the lube. And ever so slowly, the tingling energy still present in both your hands, I move your non-dominant hand up. You can feel that hand going higher and higher until it's directly over your cock. Your cock throbs in suspense as you wait for the lube to come down. And finally, granting your wish, I firmly squeeze a bottle of your non-dominant hand, letting lots of cool lube trickle onto the head of your penis. You can feel it cover your cock, drops hitting your hand and your belly. You shiver in pleasure as you feel it run between your fingers, down to the base Now I slowly lower your non-dominant hand again, setting the bottle of lube back to the side of your bed. You can feel the hand resting to the side of your body. And now, reading your desires, I begin guiding your dominant hand again. With the same tingling energy as before, your dominant hand starts moving up, still wrapped around your throbbing cock. Reaching the tip, I slowly move my hand down again, pressing down to the base. I keep moving your hand, stroking your cock, slowly and steadily, up, down, up, down. Slowly your body gets accustomed to the movement and keeps the rhythm by itself. Still filled with a tingling energy, your hand keeps caressing your cock. And no matter how much pleasure you feel right now, it's only getting more intense with every stroke, with every breath, with every word. Every stroke, your cock is still getting harder and more sensitive. And no matter how many times you already came or will come over the course of this experience, I will keep on stroking you with your own hand. Your hand, guided by my voice and fueled by your own desire for pleasure and indulgence, will keep on moving, ever so slightly raising your arousal. You can now feel your hand picking up the pace as I teach it a new rhythm. I guide your hand up and down, up and down. And again your body picks up my words and keeps the pace on its own. Your hand so firmly around your cock keeps going up and down within the newfound rhythm. And you savor the ongoing stimulation, able but not willing to stop your own hand from pleasuring you, even after climaxing already. You're still yearning for every word I speak, knowing that it will only make you feel calmer, warmer, and so much more aroused. And still, every breath, every word, every stroke is making your cock harder and more sensitive. You're barely able to contain yourself. Rush after rush of pleasure and arousal coming over you. Once again, it's time to raise the tempo. And again, I guide your hand around your cock. I move your hand up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Your body picking up the rhythm again. Your hand is going on, getting quicker even. Eager to squeeze every last bit of cum out of your cock. And you cherish the sudden realization that what is keeping you going strong and sturdy is your own mind. Conscious or subconscious, everything happening now is a result of you allowing it to happen. I'm merely helping you realize what is your lustful mind desires. And your hand is still stroking your rock-hard big cock. It's my sultry voice that guided it, inspired it. But it's your inner self, your desires and wishes, that caused it to stay energized, to even start moving. And you can still feel your hand milking your cock. Oh, I'm proud of you and your devotion. It's been an exciting experience. Seeing, feeling you endure this constant stream of pleasure and excitation. And gently, barely noticeably, my voice causes the movements of your hand to slow down. It feels as if your hand moved through even thicker air, getting more vicious with every stroke. You can feel it getting slower and slower. By now, your hand can barely move any more. The air around it feels heavy, like warm water. Finally, your hand comes to a halt. With the ever familiar tingling, my voice gently guides your hand back to the side of your body. As slowly as it rose before, your hand now moves back onto the bed. You feel both your arms lying by your sides again, calm and warm as before. Slowly, the tingling sensation fades out of your arms. You can feel nothing but calmness and warmth and gentle heaviness in your whole body. My voice still resonating in your chest, and the rest of your body is slowly growing softer, fainter, pouring over you. You can still hear me, but I'm no longer inside you. And when I tell you to feel the heavy wave slowly lift off your body, you will feel just that. Ever so gently, the familiar weight fades away. leaving only the relaxing warmth with you. By now, you're as light as you were before, separate from the bed again, and aware of your body. And with every word, with every breath, you feel more refreshed. You can feel your arms and legs. They are warm and light. You can feel your sweet butt cheeks and your back. They're warm and light. You can feel all the muscles in your face. They're warm and light. You can feel your chest, your belly, and your bosom. They're warm and light. And the pleasant feeling of warm calmness will stay with you for the rest of the day. You're as refreshed and active as you feel the need to be. You're calm and you're happy. You are beautiful. Now that you're back with all your consciousness and awareness, I want to say goodbye. I'm happy and thankful that you let me take this journey with you, giving me full rein where you accepted my lead. I'd be overjoyed to meet you again. And I want you, your awake, conscious self, to know this. If you choose to listen to these instructions again, I will lead you even deeper and further than this time. Every time you listen to this audio, your relaxation and your pleasure will increase manifold. Now go about your day or go to bed. Whatever you want, baby. Take care.